lots of timber, they had roads. They weren't paved, there wasn't any paved roads.
Need a car. They had one row of pavement. All up here, or between there and not Branson's Pass, but on
was it Rockport?
No, it's on the other side of Rockport, isn't it?
I can't remember the name of it.
From Fenton, you go north from Fenton. Out on across Revere. That's the hardest name for me to think of, save my life. Now that was a big town when we come in. I guess 300-400 people there.
Well, whatever's become of you're not there now.
I know it. Where are the people in any of these towns around here?
Well, I don't know, but San Felita, I said, was you ever there on that? That's a little town that you lived in so long. And I'm telling you, it's a ghost town.
You can't even find the foundation of none of them. Big buildings there, when they moved there.
Well, it's a terrible looking place now.
But you're talking about Rivero now, and that was the biggest town around here. From Fenton, up that way. And I went up there one time and got a load of tires, old
junk
tire. And I come down here and that's where we live on, once that old tire to come from.
That is good times. Oh, mercy. That's when...
And I've seen some junk iron out there, Nick. Junkyard, dump, while I was getting them tires, so I unloaded them tires and went on back up there and loaded up 8 or 10 big complete motors, or 4 motors. And I thought I had just an ordinary load. Got down here and I had 2 ton and a half on an old Ford truck.
And Raymondville was a small place too. And there was a lady.
Yeah, we didn't know what Raymondville was, them days.
The lady came to Cotton Farm once. Oh, she said, look at them beautiful bright lights. Aren't they strong? And I got so tickled. I guess she must have been right out of the jungle. I thought we were pouring up. But we've seen some good days down there, and we've seen some bad ones. I don't know how many years we lived down there, don't you?
Well, we lived there from 27 to 41.
And then we moved from there up here. But Raymondville, Arlington was a small place. It was that time. But Arlington's a pretty good sized town, man. San Benito, we can hardly know San Benito, it's small. But the valley has
but you know,
growth.
All these towns, they grew to one big town.
Well, that's hard.
And little towns just got a little storm every Penny day.
Well, what about Sebastian?
Well, that's a little town.
Sebastian, I can't remember any little town.
Combs?
Yeah. Just 2 or 3 stores, you know. Well, looks like one time they might have been doing pretty good business. But not after we got here. But I don't know. It's good farming. Now, we live on the farm. You see, we farmed there for how many years?
Now about 12 years.
We done real good farming. Raised lots of vegetables. Yeah, go and go to dump and get all the vegetables you wanted.
After you raise them, then they'd fly them up.
Yeah, that's where you found them.
Then they would plow them up and plant them next year, and they'd sell maybe a little of them and plow the rest of them up.
Well, we raised a good onion.
That's the reason it broke lots of people. They make good one year, and next year, that's what it done to me. I raised a good crop there for 2 years. And then they take me 2 more to spend everything I'd ever made.
Well, he sure does.
Go grow.
I was trying to think, I can't think of nobody's name. Man west of us, when we was the first year we farmed, oh, I mean, he made plenty of money off his onions. And he planted next year and went broke. And that's the way it was. Be rich 1 year, next year you didn't have nothing. Now that's just a great win.
Yeah, I seen one old boy make $88,000 in 6 months. And then he went broke in about 3 years trying to make a big lot again.
Well, what about Riley Campbell?
Well, talking about J.C. Morin.
Oh, Morin. They really made the money for a while. And when they went down, they went down. But
lost everything they had.
There's so many people that, I don't know, it's kind of like being in the oil business. They'd be rich poor one day and rich the next. A whole lot of them went to the head. They didn't want to do anything after they got it.
The biggest part of them bought a big car and it stayed on around town, and that they hired and do the farming.
Well, we used to laugh and say, Barnhill, especially. Sidewalk farmers. They tell the guys what to do, you know, they will stay in town.
I've seen that man go to town 8 and 10 times a day.
Well, he didn't have anything else to do. Oh. But I hadn't even thought about that part of the country in so long.
Well, lots of them have made it and lost it. I mean, there's been a many men. That guy that you talk about, Riley Cantrell. At one time, he bought the land, bought 90 acres of land, made enough, and paid it. I mean, he bought that land for it. $100 an acre. And so he had paid an awful lot, didn't know how he was going to pay for it. He planted onions that year, and he paid for that place and made $400 above that. He sold the place and the onions and all for $450 an acre. And he moved his 6-room house off of him after he bought it. He didn't have a house on him when he sold it. But that's the guy now we're talking about that went. He made money just hand over fist there for a while and then went down. This last slump, well, it put lots of them under.
Did you ever live on farm?
No, not really.
Oh, that valley was a wonderful farming country.
Yeah, it sure was.
1929, we went down and went. Next year, we went to farm. 1929 when we went to farm. And I borrowed money to make a crop on. Wound up about $3,000 in 5 months after I got there. I thought that was a wonderful world.
Great place to live.
Then it'd take me 3 years longer to spend everything I've ever made on all the through time I was living there, I still was making some money for the last year. And that last year really put me on there.
Well, what the...
You heard of Hoover days, haven't you? Well, that was Hoover days. And the days that he got in, he sure didn't break a many for.
Yeah, you talk about the rabbits. I saw some Hoover hogs.
Yeah, they were Hoover hogs, right.
People killed rabbits, you know, couldn't buy me, but they would kill the rabbits and call them Hoover hogs.
Well, we was living in Hoover days, so.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna call them
Hoover
hogs, I guess.
Franklin Roadline had to get a hold of us, and then lots of people starved to death and down the line now.
Been more Hoover hogs
than what, huh? I worked 10 hours a day for 75 cents a day. That's lots of money, you know.
Boy, yeah, it's big.
It was them days, I'm down here. I worked hard then. 75 cents a day for 10 hours.
I was talking
about $4 and a quarter a week, hard work, 6 days.
But them days, though, a nickel was a nickel. You buy a nickel's worth of anything.
Yeah, you could eat.
Buy a good big stack of groceries for Now then, if you haven't got $10, you don't use phone to go.
Well, you get a 50-pound sack of flour for $1.50. Them days they bought a flour in 10-gallon buckets. Boy, you get that for about 85 cents. Then it got up to where $1.50 to $2.
Oh,
oh boy, we've seen some rough ones.
Camels owned most of the land down around, down the valley. Oh. They own a lot of it now, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh,
Howard, John, and Byron.
Yeah.
Howard was the oldest.
He was a banker. And they owned a lot of land. They from Oklahoma down here to the valley.
They got some of that Oklahoma land, oil land.
So,
come down here and spend it.
Yeah. Let's see, I guess John's still living.
I guess that's a middle one. He is a plunder. Man, he has spent lots of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, he come up with good days, you know. And his parents had lots of money, oil land. Boy, he just spent it. Went over to Mexico and he was going to do great wonders over there. They run him out of there.
Well, he had to leave on save his life.
Well, I know. They thought he had a lot of money, you know.
And he had to run all the way with machinery, he had two tractors and everything equipped with him, and had to leave it over there and give it to the next one. He had lucky to get out.
He was dancing on dangerous ground.
Well, he got out there and tried to
show him. He was trying to let on like he was really wealthy, you know. So, you know, sometimes that don't work.
Yeah.
You get in the wrong place. So, he got out alive. He's lame, you know. He didn't have anything else. I'd like to see him about our age. But I didn't get to see him. Every time I go down there, I'm always in a hurry. Never go nowhere. See nobody I know. And I know a lot of people.
Well, you got to get somewhere and take you somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's exactly. As long as we had a car and go from water to, we'd get a lot. Anymore, like, we don't go much. We're here. about Kingsville now. I haven't told very much about Kingsville out there in the ranch. Have you been to the ranch?
No.
You haven't? Well, I've been to the ranch several times out there. King, how about King Ranch?
Well, that big drive
in
there.
We went there, let's see, it was in
two,
March, wasn't it?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
No, Delmer and Steph took it.
Oh, yeah, this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think about when
it sure has improved. Boy, it is. You could have played that all.
They've shown us some pretty race horses. Mm-hmm.
Was there much citrus fruit growing down in the valley?
Yes,
oh,
yes, yeah. There was lots of it. And we used to gather fruit, and we had neighbors that had big orchards here. Yes, we used to have lots of fruit there.
And they had lots of it that wasn't saleable, you see, and in this.
They give that to
you. Give that to us. Boy, I went in lots of times, got a whole big 8 to 10 bushes in time.
Well, then when we lived down there, everybody raised vegetables. And if somebody else had something that you want to eat, just go on over there and get it. And same way about you. When you have stuff come off, you know. Your neighbors would all come in and eat off of you. And that's the way we done down there. We have plenty to eat. And fruit, same way. We could go to anybody's orchard, you know, and get all the fruit you want to eat. It's a lot different to what it is now.
You think 18, 20 years ago, you could raise a lot more than you can raise now. I mean, all kind of fruit. But now then, I don't know, something's gone wrong. It don't do like it used to.
Well, I think they've turned, now they've turned land into,
oh yeah.
What's that stuff they planted in? Sugar cane.
Yeah.
Did you ever see sugar cane again?
No.
Oh,
that
valley
went wild over that.
Yeah.
They've even got four or five big mills. Before they
West
cane
Raymond,
ever got ready.
West of Raymondville, they've got lots of sugar cane. And when we lived down there, you know, it was all the tomatoes and cabbage and
yeah,
lettuce.
Yeah, a big part of the town.
Well, West of Raymondville.
Yeah.
And down in Fort Harlingen. But now, all gone sugar cane.
They can't plant that cane. They have to raise it. Stalks and plant stalks next year. They lay a little row off and just put stalks of cane on them. And one of them cane stalks will have 8 to 10 stalks in them at the joint.
No,
they
didn't plant
it. It don't have never had. Just a big old tall stalk with bushy top of leaves.
Somebody was down there with us, I don't think it was now, said, oh my goodness, but I'd hate working that. I said, why? Oh, I said, rattlesnakes. I said, Lord, don't say rattlesnakes to me. And they said, well, that'd be a good rattlesnake. Then, you know, then. Well, the rose is about that one hard.
And that's they'd plant that stuff in that row, and it'll come up from that same joint 2 or 3 years.
But
one of them come up this. Yeah, and next year it'll just be a little more, a little farther around. It won't come right where the other is at.
We raised cabbage when we was down there. There's onions. Now that's a backbreaking job. we raised,
spinach. Carrots?
Cucumbers.
Oh, cucumbers.
We had cucumbers and something else. I forgot what it was. Onions and cucumbers. And oh, they just look so pretty one day, and the next day they just look like they've been burned by fire.
They yeah, the sun thrift, gets hot.
They thrift bad. It's a disease.
Well, the sun would make it pop out.
And the onions would have, on the blades, have little white specks on them. And thrift sick. And a
certain time when that thrift hits them, why it'll just burn them. I don't bring your plum to the ground.
Well, it looks like it's been burned to fire.
Burned down.
And the cucumber same way. Just, oh, let's see. I forgot now. We've been offered a pretty good price for our cucumbers. But there wasn't hardly big enough to harvest. And by the time harvesting time comes, they were burned up with that thrift, you know. Eat them up.
Yeah, that learned a whole lot of people. They lost lots of money and made money too.
Some of them.
There was a fella coming through there, and the next year, actually, they'd lost so much money he'd offer them before they got very big. And more, they'd sell up to them and they'd make a good crop, you think.
Always a gamble. You never did what you
called. Gamble in the way you went.
Sure. But, now down around Harlingen. Now that used to be all fruit, you know, down in there. But we had so many Still, it's for a long time they couldn't get more fruit down there because they didn't have it.
Yeah, they used to have all big fine orchards down there just a hanging with the fruit. Next year there wouldn't be a tree in that country. Then they'd have to pull that up, wait 5 years before they, if they sat down any more, they'd have to till that and 5 years before they get a crop on the face.
Well, even people from the north, you know, come down, didn't know nothing. Boy,
there's many a thousand more.
Well, if people come down and buy, they didn't know if they were about fruit, and they didn't know how long. What might happen to it or anything. Or oh, they see them grows, you know, and they, oh, this is good. Well, they just spend the money like this and buy that land, put out the fruit trees. Maybe it'd come a freeze, or you never did know what. So that's, I think it's dangerous.
Were there many Europeans down farming?
No.
No, not in Mexico. Not in Mexico. And in them days, like it is now, they slip across that river and work up there and get some money and then swim back. Lots of them wouldn't get back, they'd get killed before they got back. If they thought they had any money, then they could kill one another. I don't know, one old boy. Boy, no telling how many Mexicans in that fool died and killed. And him, a Mexican too.
Well, that valley was
they're undermined.
Filled up with wealth and people from the north and from Oklahoma, you know, struck oil on the land. And down there, boy, they really developed that valley real good.
And they'd have such a mortgage on that land, well, they'd have to sell it to get back where they come from. Man is
well, if they could have sold everything they raised, it'd have been all right.
That's right. But them days, I'd be like to hear that.
Was there much oil industry down there?
Not till late years they've got some.
West Raymondville,
yeah. Quite a bit of West Raymondville. Well, it's some of Mike Allen, you know, where Jim was
talking about. That's right. And, let's see. I'll think of next week. Oh,
goodness. Well, it's all that country, I forgot the name of it. in places.
Well, it's surprising how when you get away from a place that way and stay so long. See, we've been up here how long? How long we've been up here, you remember?
3 years out.
Well, from Raymond.
6 years. I'm in.
Y'all come here in 41?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been here 32 years.
Have you just not think of anything for that long a time? Oh, damn, you forget. I didn't think I'd forget all that stuff down there, but I
said, I didn't think that I'd ever forget to come in there. Walk on down the line.
Oh, but sure did,
though.
There's a woman over here that lived by us less than 45 years ago. And we lived close together in Sinton. And every time Elsa's birthday, well, I call her and ask her what she's doing. Me and her live together. She's a good woman. You don't find neighbors like that nowadays. People don't know each other like they used to. Mm-hmm. I hear I've got neighbors I don't know more.
Well, I ain't got time for you.
Well, we're too old. That'll when you get old.
Yeah. Well, you can't figure nothing out.
I guess that's it.
When I sit around here, I want to get out and go out to the road. Go down there by the block and turn around and give out of coming back. Well, I couldn't walk and walk. I mean, I crossed a lot around the country.
What were the schools like down there? Schools like
they had good schools. They sure did.
Them
days, they had a really good school. They, well, they just take their interest in the whatever school project was going on or ever they went out for it, you know. Now they know. Well, that school there in Raymondville used to be the big ball, football team, you know. Now then they ain't got even a team there. Them boys, that second boy of mine, he was a football player. He got his, what was it called? Collarbone or rib,
broke.
Rib. Got a rib broke, went on and played that game with his rib all broke. They used to have some all nice ball games around here. But it's just like everything else. They go to the hall and not in them big town now. Now that little place at Raymondville had as good a school I people I ever seen. And now then, they say they ain't having no projects on it at all anymore. And they shut down some of the high school. They got to go to another county to go to school. Oh, it's nothing like it used to be.
What were the, say, government leaders like down there? Politicians?
Oh, well, they were pretty crooked. You could take one bunch, get in, and you could just couldn't hardly get them out. There's one sheriff down there, stayed in for 30 some odd years. He was in with the King Ranch, you know?
Yeah.
Naturally, they didn't keep him there. And every job he got, why, they'd keep him right in until he wanted to change another and then let him stand, whatever it was.
a big fish.
Well, that's, he built that town.
Yeah, I know he did. And so he could just pull any kind of a deal he wanted to. If anybody wanted anything
Well, Charlie's old now.
Yeah.
He's in that all down there with the irrigation outfit and
Redfish Bay.
Banging all them boats and
big men, Redfish Bay.
Yeah.
That's what we call it then, but I think it's called something else.
Oh.
Port Mansfield. Yeah. See how far behind we are.
You were here to Port Mansfield, ain't you?
Well,
that guy now that is head of Port Mansfield right now is the man that we're talking about that built that little town out there where we was at. I mean, I'm building a big fine home.
In Blue Springfield.
And it's sold.
Yeah, Blue Springfield. But he was a good man.
He was a good man to help everybody, too.
Yeah. He was a real good man.
You think when Mildred was crippled, he was a judge then, and he got her into Holland,
up here
at Corbett, had her operating. It had to go through the states, you know. I didn't have enough money.
Yeah, he was a real good man, good to everybody.
And a cheeching out of your eyeball when you left.
But
he was.
He could cheat you and make you like him.
Yeah. He was a good man. And
you've seen people like that, haven't you? Mm-hmm. Now, he was that kind. Good, just good to be. Do anything for him for you.
Turn around and take everything away from you, cuz.
Yeah, but you still couldn't get mad at
him. He is still a good man.
Yeah, that's right. I know he'd come out the house one time and I was aggravated or something. I was young. Boy, I started in on him. I was really going to just eat him up. That's all it was to him. He kept laughing and talking to me. Yeah. I got a good humor and got ashamed of what it said. Oh, my land, I used to have a temper. But his wife, she had rather hear me laugh than eat, and I didn't know it. And we went to Raymondville one day, and she said, let's go in here and get something to drink. I said, all right, we went in there. And she got to tell me little jokes. And absolutely, did you ever laugh till your face hurt? And she got to tell me first one thing and another, and got me started laughing. And I just hold her. It hurts that, you know what I'm saying? Next Saturday, Joe said, you going to town? I said, no, I'm not going. I said, I'm afraid I'll run on to Pearl.
Yeah.
Pearl Thompson. And I said, she made me last month, so absolutely I heard. And she ran on to Joe. She said, where's Miss Johnson? Joe said, she's home. She said, I'd rather see that woman laugh than anything I ever saw in my life. And I said, she's not going to see me laugh more because I'm not going to town. I stayed at home. Oh, goodness. But she was a good woman, too. Real good woman. And she always helped out with a football game, you know, and things like that. I mean, Pearl Johnson was right there, helping them every way she could. But I never did like ball games because they always looked too rough to me. And Bill would say, Mama, why don't you go to the ball game? I said, I don't like to see him run over one another. That. I said, I'm always afraid the one on the bottom, they're killing him. Oh, he said, he's not hurting us. And I went one time and I was scared so bad I couldn't hardly stand. Bill, that's our second boy, was playing. And I told him, I said, don't ask me anything more, I'm not going to do it. I said, too rough. Too much like wrestling. Oh, goodness.
You don't have any hurt when you sit down there?
One. And we lived in an old two-story house that stood the 1919 storm. And I think the thing is all windows, or had been.
32 windows on it.
And this guy come by our house that
Well, storm was on then. He said, did you know we was having storm? I said, is that all it is to it? What's going on now? He said, no, I said, it'll get a little worse. And I said, no worse than it is now. I said, I'm not going nowhere. And Dredger's more come by and wants to go down to San Felipe, you know, it's all Rick Dillon. Well, we finally went. And so first thing we knew, I'll tell you, the wind really went to blow. Blew all the windows out in drugstore on the north. Down St. Louis. We just walked out, you might say, and went in the cafe. And I said, Lord, it's a good thing you got out. I said, why? I said, all those windows blown out. And I'm telling you, it started. That's the first thing I remember.
Yeah, we all crowded up one brick building there and stayed there for. That's where we were. I mean, that wind was blowing, hail.
We went to Harlingen after the storm, and some of the buildings
brick building?
No, the top.
The roof?
Yeah. Well, they just picked them shingles. That's what I was trying to think of.
Tile shingles.
Just picked them shingles up. It reminded me of a chicken molding. And I told you once, and I didn't.
That looked funny, though. You could take a little old house, like that big one there, and it wouldn't hardly hurt it at all.
It didn't look like, absolutely, it could stand on right real hard whirlwind, you might say. But they tell me that they give. And these new houses, you know, were sturdy. That's what they told me. I don't know.
But well, I think it is, because that's what it done.
Well, that old house we lived in, I don't see everybody come by and say they wasn't expecting it to be a two-story, you know. Did the 1919 storm, did that storm, every other one comes.
After that storm was over, then I had a repair job. I'd taken all the windows out of the top and batched one to the bottom.
Horned house, you know.
Nail them up there.
And we was there during a flood, too, in that same old house. We had been down to Mexico, and the water was going over Mexico then, you know. And I didn't know about it in 3 weeks, and then it'd be coming in my back door. And,
we were saying, oh, that's awful. And 3 weeks was in our back door the same way.
Wondered what we was
going to
do.
Yeah. Well, it never did get in that old two-story house. It's built on a
high place.
And that water just all around us. Lake, every lazy sea by us sitting on that high spot there. Yeah. In that old two-story house.
Nothing but a lake. People going down the highway in boats. Just go paddling right on. Go from San Felipe to Rainville in a boat. Water could that be? Telling you. Oh, we've seen all kinds of things down there. I thought you know what I forgot all about the flood. Some old ladies, two old ladies, Reavers was their name. Oh, they had a high voice, you know. You've heard people's voice seem like this go through you. And, the moon was shining. And them old ladies, they thought he was as loud as they could. And I jumped up and I said, what's the old women doing down in here? He said, I don't know. And they said, oh, there's a flood back up there. Water's just all over everything. Well, I just absolutely couldn't believe it. But a little while here,
right in front of you, see that water coming down there. And this is dry as it could be. Water come down and them barred edges break over in the field. First thing you know, the water be that deep all over there.
Why, over the barbed wire fences on the side of the highway,
somewhere.
Water got that deep. Why, people get in the motor boats and then they paddle boats or whatever you call them, And just go get him. That's the only way you could. You couldn't go and worry on it that way. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that's 7 days ago.
Yeah, that's 7 days ago, right. Oh, they used to raise lots of watermelons down in the valley.
They
did? Yes, lots of watermelons, cantaloupe. My goodness. As I say, if you get anything you wanted to eat, we just raised watermelons. If we didn't have them, they'd go in right side of us.
Yeah, I had to pay a fine to eat my own watermelon. You ever hear that? I sure was. May's stepdaddy and me and her son, her brother-in-law, all went in and planted 80 acres of watermelon.
I forgot about that, too.
Watermelons got ripe, and the old man sold them. Didn't tell me nothing about them or the other boy either. And I come by one day and got out and got me two melons and called me, fine.
I remember it now, but I forgot it.
That's the first time I ever was fine to eat my own product.
Many people have telephones then?
No. There wasn't no telephones to speak of.
Them days.
No.
What about, say, radio stations?
No. No, nothing like that.
Were there many churches?
There was one church in San Felipe. No, there was two. One, the Baptist one.
Come on.
Yeah, the Church of Christ. And let's see. I guess that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
No, there wasn't very much of anything down there then. I'll tell you, it was...
Oh, there's some of the little town down there, you couldn't even find where they had been if you didn't know where they were.
Not only that...
Everything had... moved out and people are farming right over there where they have them that used to be.
There was a telephone, I think, at the ice plant. I'm not sure, but I believe it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe one up in the grocery store, I guess they had one. I don't know. I never used one.
Yeah.
And,
There was three phones in town.
There was.
Charlie Duncan had one in his office. And one at school.
And one at ice plant?
One at the ice plant. That's it. Boy, in the fall, why the gym, so you could have phone in there, you know, then. But they let it out until Jenny and I started.
Well, they didn't need it.
Yeah. Did they have any, many doctors down
there? Yes, they had, let's see, what was...
Doc Harris. And
yeah, Doc Harris. That was at San Felipe where we live. And Doctor, I died here a few days ago, 3 weeks, months ago.
Conley?
Yeah, Dr. Conley. He was the best doctor.
He was at Rainville.
Yeah, he was in Rainville.
Oh, well, Doc Harris was at San Felipe.
Well, I said he was at San Felipe where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And Conley at Rainville.
Yeah. Oh, there was then, after that, but not while right after that.
Well, I'll tell you, we was there in pioneer days now.
I mean, that's pioneer.
I don't want, if there are any worse, I don't want to live in them.
Well, you hear the dark country while we was in one of them. When that sun went down, it was the darkest place I ever seen in my life.
No lights, no more. Dark. I didn't
and
know.
And them days, they were dark, too.
Same. And things like that was plenty. Snakes.
They had lots of rattlesnakes.
Yes.
Yeah, they had lots of rattlesnakes. Boy, they'd bring them in there 6 and 8 feet long.
That's the thing I'm really afraid of.
I used to have a big old snake hide in when we had the beer joint. I had it stretched up across the wall. You could look at that thing, maybe this morning, look at that snake. He'd be trying to crawl on the wall. Some of this is shiny and pretty.
Yeah.
Well, whenever he started to crawl on that wall, it's going to rain.
You know, the farmers would come in there and they'd say, Joe, what's the snake hide saying? Joe said, well, look, for yourself. Well, we don't. If they want to plant something, you know, and expecting it to rain, I said, well, ain't no use. Because the snake hide says they ain't going to rain. And, you know, they went, but they, all the farmers around, they come in there and watch that snake hide.
And whenever they wouldn't rain, that old snake hide would be just flat as
it could. I have seen it just stretch out on the wall just as straight as it could be. And the clouds, just look like a little rain. I said, it was rain. They said, how do you know? I said, snakes, I think. And they got to notice it. It beat all I ever saw. It just pulled itself out of the, we had a pack, you know, with these,
Packs. Old boy in the King Ranch, give me that snake. He went, he had a daughter teaching school in the King Ranch. She lived in Rumorville, so she come through San Blito that morning going out to the range. Well, before she got to the schoolhouse in the range, why, she ran over a snake, and she thought she'd killed it. She got out there and taken her stick and put it up in the car.
In the back of the car.
And then she got in and went to the range, and it come alive during that time. And when she got out there, well, she had to get her daddy to come out there and kill it to get it out of the car.
Well, she told her daddy to come out there. She had a snake in the car. She said she killed it. And he come out there and it was alive. He just thought she killed it. So he had to kill it then. She's riding along there with that rattlesnake in
it. And he was up there, bear joint that morning.
And I believe that thing was about that wide. Boy, I was
telling about what a snake his daughter had killed. I told him, I said, I'd sure love to have that thing's hide. Oh, would you? I said, I sure would. Oh, I had to go get him. Boy, it wasn't about 30, 40 minutes, he was back out there with that old big old snake.
And Joe hung it on a palm tree, fixed a thing on a palm tree. I said, now what are you going to do with that thing? I was afraid of him. And he said, I'm going to hide. I said, for what? And I don't know why, what he thought he was going to do yet, but that's what he done then.
I don't want to skin it. And in the widest place, is that wide anyway?
Oh, that was a big place. And when the done for Robert Rooney had come along, he loves rattlesnake. Do you ever eat a rattlesnake?
No, ma'am.
Wow. I'd have to be hungry than I've ever been in my life, even.
I won't eat it if I know what it is.
Well, they better, if they give me a rattlesnake, they better not tell me. Because I sure don't want to eat that thing.
Were there any railroads down there?
There's one railroad.
Yes.
Comes from Rainville, across the King Ranch up here. One railroad.
Yeah. Let's see.
Then there's one going west of Rainville. That's two. One, they crossed at Holland.
What was his name that took care of the railroad, of the depot up there?
Oh, Joe Barney.
No.
Brawley.
No.
Pruitt?
Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt.
Yeah, he was them days.
Yeah. That's what a good memory I've got. I can't remember that.
Was that the Tex-Mex Railroad?
Huh?
Was that the Tex-Mex Railroad?
Yeah, Tex-Mex and the, I believe that other Southern Pacific, I believe it is, going up the valley toward Rio Grande City.
Yeah.
and the Tex-Mex is coming this way. Or maybe I've got them wrong. Anyway, that's the way they was. Well, no, I believe the Tex-Mex would come from here down in the valley.
Remember any of the stories about the valley that you heard? Or?
And what?
I don't.
Legends or stories? Or?
I don't remember but one thing, and it like just scared me to death. There was some Mexicans come in there, and they, in our place of business, and they come in there and rob us. But didn't have a cash register, they didn't know.
Well, there's too many in our place.
So. They left and went up to a country store. Me.
Me, yeah.
Just him and his wife run a grocery store up there. And they went in there and tied the old lady up and killed the old man.
Well, if they hadn't killed him, they'd have been killed, because he had guns planted over all that place.
Yeah, I know, but he couldn't get to
them. He couldn't get to them. I guess they knew where he was.
So they killed the old man, and so we was in business. So I wanted to get out of the place. I just wanted to get away. So my daughter-in-law, she was driving the pickup. And I thought it was just me and her and the baby in the car. Elsie, that's, you know him. Mm-hmm. Well, he was just a little boy.
And his playmate.
Yeah, was just about his age. Well, they were sitting in the back of the pickup. And I didn't know if they raised up, you know. And I said to Mary, I said, oh, I've got the awfulest feeling I ever had in my life. I said, I don't know what's the matter. So the moon was shining so pretty and bright that night, and we drove on up to that place, and this man walked out in front of us. I said, oh, what does this mean? She said, I don't know. He said, don't stop, just keep driving. So Judge Means is just killed, and his wife was tied up, and he said, telephone was cut so nobody could call, you know. And so... I said, Lord, have mercy. G.C. Barnhill was a law, and Miller, Bob Miller was a law, I believe. And so that daughter-in-law of mine, she was about to break down, you know. I said, don't you do it. I said, don't you do it. I said, Lord, I said, they may be right across the railroad here waiting for us. And I said, if anybody walks out in front of it, I said, run over them. I said, don't try to stop. That's what I thought they might do, you know, because we had to go over a railroad and timber on that side of the road, too. I was expecting something like that. So, Elsie and O'Neill, they got up in the back of the car, and Elsie, he was just crying, just, oh, my man. And I guess I'd have broke down, but I was scolding them, trying to keep them quiet, you know. And I told him, I said, let's hurry up and get home and get back to Santa Felita and break the news that Judge Meade's killed. So we finally got back to Santa Felita and went in and told G.C. Barnhill, several of them. Well, it was a big crowd, you know, there. You wouldn't think it's a good place now. But. And this is on Saturday night, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah.
So in a few minutes, everybody had gone from San Felipe hunting these guys. And then that scared me. I thought, well, they're liable to turn around and come back to our place, you know, because they've been there once. And I had the oddest feeling I ever had in my life. And I tried to not have a bad feeling about anybody, but there's something about them, you know. I could
Yeah, I'm waiting to sign to close them.
Yeah, I know we closed up after that. So they killed these people and got away. And you know, there was nothing done about it. They couldn't find them. And there's different ones come in there at our place and ask me, would I know them? And I was afraid to say anything because I didn't know who I was talking to. And I said, I don't know if I know them or not. I said, I believe I'd know one of them. But outside of that, I said, I don't think I know them. And I ran them one day, and that guy walked in one day. I said, I know. Like to have scared me to death. And I know he'd tell I knew him because, oh, I thought, well, I guess he'd come get us then. And I kept trying to give Joe the hint, you know, that that was the guy that killed Judge Meade. He didn't get to see him again. Find out, I just walked over there before, back to the kitchen and then out the back. And that guy left, and I never did know what to come to him. I was scared because I didn't want his there for.
I never did see him no more.
Well, after he seen it, well, I pretended I didn't know him. But I did.
I have an idea if we'd let on like we'd ever seen him again and probably killed us.
Well, that's what I thought. That's the reason I got out of there. I was afraid he was going to find out that I did know him. Of course, I didn't know him by name or anything like that, but I knew he was the guy that was in there the night that old man was killed. And that is through cotton season, and people just from everywhere there, picking cotton, you know. And there used to be lots of work going on down there, Danny. We was running the cafe there. Let's see. I sold 45 pounds of hamburger.
In making one day?
Yep. And making hamburgers and making chicken. Talk about
it. And we run out of hamburger meat, and I couldn't figure what to do, and so I grabbed it.
And the store's closed.
And the store's closed, so we had a great big
box of
rolled oats, and I poured them in on a little hamburger meat, and they were big, 25 hamburgers out of that mixed up junk. And they said them were the best hamburgers they ever eaten in life. Biggest part of it, rolled oats.
The trouble is they had to work all night at the gym. And they
would not. That's an onion, honey.
Well, the gym same way.
I know it, but that's an onion deal. They'd come in there, and it wasn't no trick for them. How many you want? Oh, I want 25. Man,
go to work
on them 25, maybe before you got that done. I want 40.
One night, I told Mildred, I said, you better go to bed. I don't want to go to bed right now. I said, well, now you've got to go to school in the morning. I know it. But I'm not sleeping. And directly, someone came in and ordered 45 or 50 hamburgers. I forget which one. I said, you've got to count them as I make them. She said, I bet I'll go to bed next time. I laughed at her. She says, I never counted the hamburgers so many times in my life. She'd count them, you know, and then she'd forget them. And she'd have to go over and count again. Had them in a great big baseball box. Next time you go to bed, I'll help you. And she said, yes, I will. Oh, Lord, she was just about 13 years old, something like that. Boy, she'd come in handy, but she sure did drive me back. Well, there was just one cafe in town, and I'll tell you, they would not let us close. That's all there was to it.
Finally, we run out of everything, and we just locked her up and let them knock.
They thought we should stay open 24 hours a day. We just worked till absolutely. We didn't know whether it was coming or going.
Then they have to get up at 5 o'clock the next morning. That's about 3:30 then. I had to get up then. Because we had some that we had to fix breakfast for.
Well, them was working days, I'm telling you. He never was in the cafe business. Sure feel sorry for anybody. It's work, work, work.
That's day and night.
Yeah, that's right. I always feel sorry for anybody I haven't seen him working in the cafe because I know what it's like. Let's see. How long was Pruitt's there? Was they there when we left there?
No. Yo. Barney. Whatever his name is.
Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt.
I know, but the next guy to take his place.
Well, I don't know who he is.
That's the guy that I want to cake off his wife. Him and the old lady.
I don't remember.
Joe Brawley?
Brawley. Oh!
Now you know him?
Yes, I know him. But good night, this many years since I've...
Well, he was after Brad. Long time.
Well, I know, but I forgot it. Brawley.
He wanted to get drunk. The old lady whoop him. Great big guy, too. He's a good guy. He